Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure continuing with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deany back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 18 years he's been hanging out with us. And he is one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust, and we couldn't have done without him over the years. Author of many books, a number of books, including 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business, and Hunting in a Farmer's World, which is still a book that I'm jealous of, and Your Exit Map. Folks, this has become the Bible for baby boomers, especially, who are exiting. This is the most beautiful book. John, I believe this is the most beautiful business book I've ever seen, including my last one. I think it's more beautiful than my last one.
I love the third ingredient. You know, you've seen my reviews on it. I think it's terrific. But we worked hard to get 300 color illustrations in that.
It's amazing,
it's not
folks.
A comic book, but it's something in between.
It'll keep your attention, and you'll learn something. Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bus. All right, so folks, the premise here of John's his work and his important work and what we're talking about today is the fact that there's a demographic wave happening now in this building like a tsunami, John, that's never happened before. We've never had a generation the size of this generation, baby boomers, exiting their businesses in the history, probably in the world, in the history of the world, John. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And it's a combination of effects. You know, every generation is formed by its events. You know, when I speak, I say, you know, the generation that was born, look at the 20th century, the generation that was born after 1900 and grew up is the one that fought in World War One. You know, they saw the horrible slaughter in the trenches, and they came back. We had the Roaring 20s, the live for today, do whatever you want. The Roaring 20s led to the 30s. The kids that were born in the 20s grew up through the Depression, became the greatest generation.
Right.
You know, went off and fought World War II. Then you had the silent generation because they were surrounded by war heroes, and they were kind of like the gray flannel generation. They just stayed in the background, you know. And then we have the boomers, and the boomers were shaped by two things, I believe, more than anything else. Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care, the best, second only to the Bible, is the best-selling book of the 20th century. And that said, kids should be the center of the family. And then the second thing was television. Boomers was not only huge, but they were the first generation that all experienced things at the same
screen.
Time.
We are, and we were the first screen generation, right?
Right. And you know, you think of the things, the defining moments from the Kennedy generation to, you know, the space shuttle explosion.
Vietnam
Everybody
War.
Saw that. Everybody knew it instantly. Mm-hmm. You know? And so we move like a school of fish. But we all went to college at the same time, and then we found out corporate America didn't have jobs for all of us at the same time. And so we went into business, small business, at 2.5 times the rate of any other generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you've got the biggest generation at 250% of the normal business ownership rate, and you've got a generation that's 30 million people smaller behind it that doesn't have a real interest in long hours and hard entrepreneurship, it becomes a real squeeze play.
Mm-hmm. You got all this supply and not as much demand.
Not much demand at all.
And that's the squeeze play he's talking about, folks. And it's this is demographic. This isn't subjective. This isn't some opinion. This is demographic. These people are alive, and they're living their lives doing what we can clearly anticipate them to do.
Sure. The youngest baby boomer turns 54 this year. That's the very tail end born in 1964. Yeah. And the generation behind, you know, you talk to Gen Xer or millennials, and you say, isn't this a great business? And they look at it and they say, wait a minute, you're first one in the morning, you're the last one to go home at night, you work 55 hours a week, everything depends on you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No interest whatsoever.
So now that you've got your, we got your head on straight, folks, with regard to what's happening out there across the landscape. If you're going to sell your business, you got to know how much, how to value it. You got to know how far it's going to take to get you to the exit point. You got to understand who your buyers are, and you got to put the team together to make all that happen. When we come back after the break, John's going to reveal all of that for you. Get your pencils and papers. We're going to take notes because all this stuff will be on the test. John Deeney and I will be right back. John, I need your website quickly.
YourExitMap.com, just like the title of the book is.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.